Sunnis and Shiites have more beliefs that unite them than divide them. They share the same holy book, the Quran, and practice the five pillars of Islam, including the pilgrimage, or Hajj, to Mecca. Yet today in Iraq, they are fighting each other in a battle that Georgetown University Islamic history professor John Vohl says at its core is about the relationship between majority Shiites and minority Sunnis. The Shiites have been out of power and oppressed for a long time, while the Sunnis have been in power and do not want to share it.
No politically dominant elite ever gracefully gives up power to a persecuted minority.
Professor Marius Deeb of the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies agrees.
The conflict is really Saddamist versus anti-Saddamist, but unfortunately it took a sort of form of the Sunnis, who the old Saddamists, fighting the Shias, who tend to be, unfortunately, pro-Iranian.
In February 2006, Sunni insurgents bombed a Shiite shrine north of Baghdad. That unleashed an all-out sectarian conflict in Baghdad and its surrounding areas that is still not under control. Again, John Vohl of Georgetown University.
What you have is the great symbols of the Shiite tradition and the great symbols of the Sunni tradition become the words and the symbols for mobilizing. And this is why then the destruction of the Golden Mosque in Samarra was such an important event. It's not that that was a strategically important building. It's not that it was an economically important center. It was that it represented an image and a symbol of the Shiite identity itself. And by destroying it, it was one of those ways of trying to continue to show the vulnerability of the Shiites.
Iraq's government is dominated by Shiite Muslims, and many of them are closely allied with Iran. That concerns Iraq's mostly Sunni neighbors, Saudi Arabia and Jordan. In 2004, Jordan's King Abdullah warned of what he called the potential for a new Shiite crescent of governments and movements stretching from Lebanon to Iran. Professor Deeb says the concern should not be so much about a Shiite crescent, but rather about the rise of militant Islam in all its forms.
We can speak of a militant Islamic crescent, which Iran and Syria are leading it, with Hezbollah and Hamas and Islamic Jihad. They have the same agenda, an agenda which is destructive, unfortunately, which will not lead to peace and reconciliation and end of conflict.
So what will bring the two sects together? Professor Vohl says reconstruction would be a good first step, providing areas where the two groups can cooperate.
The economic reconstruction reduces the ability of the Mahdi army and the Sunni resistance militias, reduces their ability to appeal to people.
Professor Deeb says compromise and power sharing are important to reconciliation. Ultimately, he says, Iraqis need to discover again that they are part of one nation and let their national identity bind them together. Margaret Bashir, VOA News.